And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Ah, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And there's a couple of things we've been discussing before the show even started. First of all, we did build an empire on tea.
Right.
And shooting people.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And why can't I discuss taking a photograph of my cock on my new phone and pressing send to many?
See, I'm surprised you even need to ask that question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Always thinking.
It's the curse of new technology. It's like you get a new gadget, you want to use it. Oh, it takes photographs. I wonder if I can take a photograph of my bell end. I can. I'm drunk. What should I do now? Click send to many.
That's, I don't remember that list. Please, God, don't be on that list.
Just, yeah, I apologise if you are on that list. right, it's an anti-racism special this week, Tony.
Is it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay.
After all the celebrity Big Brother fucking bollocks that's been going on in the UK.
Big Brother.
Gordon Brown, fine temptress, through the ages he's heading west, but on this occasion he's headed over to India. And on an official visit, and while he's there, his official visit to try and encourage business relations between us and the second most populated country on the planet, and he ends up talking about fucking Celebrity Big Brother week, doesn't he?
Does he?
Because Jade Baddy, as I call her. She's always called Jade Goody, and it was a bit weird, wasn't it, because at the start of Celebrity Big Brother,
yeah,
there was Jade Goody and her mum and her brother, the Goodies.
No, it was a boyfriend, wasn't it?
Was it? No, it was a brother, I think.
Really? Well, that's an odd relationship they've got, then.
Oh, right, it was a boyfriend, then.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know, I didn't see it. I was having problems in Marrakesh. but, yeah, basically, the Goodies were in Celebrity Big Brother house. And when I heard the Goodies...
Yeah.
I thought, like, Goodies, goody, goody, yum, yum, yum. They were never racist.
No.
But no. Bill Oddie, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor were the Goodies.
Yes.
Jade Goody and her manky lot... They're the baddies.
Baddies.
And everybody thinks they're baddies. She wasn't even allowed a crowd to see her get evicted in case everyone went, boo, to Jade Baddy, boo.
Look, how do you know all this?
This is the need. Because I listen to the radio and I read the paper, Tone.
Got you. You don't actually watch Celebrity Big Brother.
Admittedly, the paper I tend to read of late has been the sport.
Yes. And when you say read...
Look at the pictures.
Right.
All right, we better do a song, hadn't we?
Let's do a song. What do you want to do?
We have got a word of the week. I'll talk about it after this. Now, as we mentioned last week, Punky Radio is very happy to sponsor the Lord Bishop Rocks tour that starts on January the 31st at the Snooty Fox in Wakefield, because we're going to fucking be there.
We are.
We're going to be there for the launch of the tour. We're going to try and get to one or two of the other dates as well. But I promise...
Always at gigs.
I promised the Lord.
Mr. Lord.
Mr. Lord. Mr. Rocks,
with
sir,
his sex rock.
Mr. Lord Bishop Rocks with your sex rock. Unlike the other rock, who's frankly a cock rock, manky rock. Right? Right? I said that we'd play some of their tracks by way of promotion. And I'd got one lined up for this week, Mars by 2020, but I just listened to it. It's a bit slow for this show. And after the slowish one we did last week, I thought we really ought to go for one. So what I would like you to do, Tone, first of all, now, obviously, it's in yours and my interest for you to get this website right. What is Lord Bishop's website?
I think it's lordbishop.org.
I think you're right. It's Tony right. 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. More importantly, Lord Bishop Promotion 1.
Yes.
Right, because we've got to get some promotion in for the Lord Bishop, right? But what I want you to do is, I want you to start the song so that we can join in with the start of it with our mics and that, because we were playing it before and we were both going for it.
I can't remember. Okay.
Right. What do you mean you can't remember? Just start, look, I'll start the song.
Start,
you got the things up, right. It's called...
Oh, it's got it up.
It's called Eliminate Your Demons. Eliminate Your Demons. Demons. Eliminate Your Demons.
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 Eliminate Your Demons.
Your demons.
Soft shell of the human race. Satisfaction and you fall from grace. Shove it in your veins and you go insane. I will wait for you, even when your face turns blue. My words of love, they say you're not true. Eliminate your demons. Love, love is your reason. guess I'm gonna have to marry your wife. It's a noble game that all ends the same. With your holes in your arms, guess love is not your lucky charm. It's so insane, you're gonna go to hell with shame. Violence will never be the way. Generation drive-bys happen every day. Taking a life is the ultimate deed of hate. Castrate all of those who commit rape. Eliminate your demons. Zero. Even a breath can damage your lungs. My skin freezes to metal. My tears turn to stone. 911, she screams for you. Another night wearing black and blue. What would it take? Another life's at stake. I can't comprehend. What clearer message can I let it be about love? Let it be, no push and shove. Hear my heart, feel your pain. Breaking down your acid rain. If we don't talk, we don't know. Communication's the way to go. Open your eyes, spend some time. Hate can make you very fucking blind. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. Eliminate.
Eliminate your demons.
Working on it. Always working.
Always eliminating demons.
Always eliminating.
Always eliminating demons. We're like the Buffy and the Angel of the Forest.
Yeah, yes.
Shell, are you the Buffy and the Angel of the Forest?
Yeah.
We're always eliminating demons.
All hearing their voices
I
in my head.
I fucking love Lord Bishop Rocks. And you know about the Dalek in touch with his feminine side, don't you?
No.
Yeah, he strolled around space shouting, exfoliate! Exfoliate! Hey, right. Lord Bishop Rocks, he's fucking brilliant. I was just saying to Tone, right, I was just saying, when I thought it was going to be shit this week, I had nothing to talk about, and now we've started, I can't shout.
Of course.
Word of the week is on its way, trust me. Punky, MySpace, latest comments. MySpace, great way to get in touch with this show.
Yeah.
Regular listeners will know this.
Fuck MySpace.
New listeners, I strongly recommend... New listeners, I strongly recommend you embrace MySpace.
Old listeners, I say, run away from MySpace very fast.
If you're over the age of 25, run a fucking mile from MySpace. That's what we're basically saying. Right, except that it is a good way to get in touch with us. So if you've got a MySpace profile, leave us a comment on our page. If it's any good, we'll read it out. This is what happened. We haven't heard from Grandma for a while, have we? Now, Grandma's from somewhere far away.
Where?
Somewhere far away, Philippines or somewhere like that, or Malaysia. We've got a load of that lot.
You always think people are in the Philippines.
I always think
people
should be from the Philippines.
Guys, you're from the Philippines.
I just got Brunei Boy wrong.
Right? Oh, right, okay.
Brunei Boy. Yeah, I got him wrong. No, they're from somewhere like that, Malaysia or so. It's out there somewhere.
Foreign land.
Here's the proof. Oh dear, it's been like forever since I've commented or listened to a show. I know I should be ashamed. Blame the holidays and Hong Kong. I blame Hong Kong. Anyways, Tayo Lolka. Haha, well, I have to go now and download your latest show, of course. Pangit Carl. Wow, wow, wee! Grandma!
Blimey.
Yeah. She's somewhere out there. She's out there.
Oh, yeah.
This one's coming from Cybercrime. Goober fucking goober, you piss-mopping, smack-tardian, inflatable blue poodle, Tony, and inflatable blue poodle molester, Paulie B. Thanks for reading out my last comment. Sorry it's been a while since I commented last, but I'm an accountant. And the time between December 1st and January 31st is pure hell. Tell me about it.
Self-assessment tax. All the way self-assessing.
Tell me about it. My accountant hasn't had my return yet.
Mine has. I'm always self-assessing.
Yeah, I know that. You're always self-obsessing. Thank God for Punky.
Self-abusing, mate. That's different.
Always self-abusing.
Always self-abusing.
Thank God for Punky, or the world would be littered with dead smacktards by now. I did spend a whole 10 minutes in Fishtown when I found out I had absolutely no chance of being your oldest listener, who's likely to still be alive and listening next week. But then I said, what the fuck? At least I'm not 55 yet, or gasp, 86. Grandma's 86.
Yes.
Always staying alive beyond a welcome. Happy New Year to you and all my fellow punky listeners. I wish you the best for the coming year, and may you both serve up more than your fair share of cockolate milkshakes. Just please God, not to each other. Jeez!
Don't
Cybercrime,
worry.
Denver, Colorado. So they must have the same bollocks we do with the county then.
Yes.
Crikey, you poor things.
Weird.
This one's interesting, Tone. I wonder what you make of this one.
Okay.
London, Friday, 3:11 a.m. Missing, Tony Hearn. Last seen looking gay around the South London back streets with a shifty grin and a slight twitch. Appearance, Gaylord hair, factor 8,000 glasses, flasher jacket, one condom, slightly scuffed Doc Martens, a clean, pressed C&A shirt. This is abnormal. We'll talk about that later on. And some used jeans. We think he may be attempting sexual intercourse in an alleyway, although us, the higher beings, know he's actually being butt-fucked with a power dong. Size 12, army issue, big motherfucking shit-art bastard fuckmaster of a strap-on dildo. He, and this is good because he's written this bit in Germany. He didn't mean it. He will squeal! I think he means squeal, but he will squeal! Although this is nothing new. If found, please return to the Docklands for bag beating and train ticket home. Robster. He's your mate, isn't he?
Yes.
What's that all about then?
Well, I was out Friday night, but maybe we'll talk about that in a bit.
We'll talk about it in a bit, yeah.
But yeah, I turned my phone off.
Hey there, I wish more people would turn their phones off when they're out at night.
Yeah.
You all know who you are.
Yeah.
Hey there, punksters. Thanks for the mention on your last show. Being a man of the world, I've ordered a punky T-shirt. Very good.
Thank you very
When it
much.
Arrived, I plan to... Oh, sorry, being a man of my word. Not being a man
None
of
the world.
Being a man of my word. Sorry. I've ordered a punky T-shirt. When it arrived, I plan to wear it at the next Come Strut Your Stuff Poetry and Acoustic Music Night, What I Run, on the first Monday of the month here in Liverpool. Comestrutyourstuff.co.uk. Is this a free advert? Have we sold out again?
Oh, no.
This is where I first crossed paths with the almighty Bobu. No, the slightly significant Bobu. Get it right. And we'll take a photo of it. As you know, I'm always looking.
Always looking.
To spread,
always looking.
To spread the gospel according to Punky. I even played the Punky promo on my latest podcast. Punky rocks Graham, Liverpool, UK, and he's from the It's the Frogs Live Acoustic Podcast.
Right.
Thank you very much, Graham. And he has bought the T-shirt, and we want a picture of it.
Graham, my band's playing a gig in Liverpool on the 3rd of February. It's a Saturday and it's at the Cavern. Maybe you should pop in.
Because they really need people to go down and pay.
Yes.
So they can try and get some money back.
So they don't charge us.
Hey.
Love them. Well, always gigging.
Well, spank me like a bitch and call me Tony.
Right.
Hey, hey, you smack-tarded shittiots. I've been naughty. Oh, really? It's been a whole month of missed punkies. I feel so bad. Feel like a ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Sorry, loving Elvis. It's like coming off a Class A drug. Not that I would know. Anyways, I'm going to get back into my regular punky listening starting from now. Keep up the good work, you cunts. Now fuck off and do something useful, wankers. The man who knows no bounds. Should we save Podcast Alley for next
week? Do you want to save them?
We'll save it. Let's just have a little chat it now. Right, word of the week this week. It's quite straightforward. It's a play on a well-known song by Sweet, also covered by The Damned. And it's what happens when I enter a lady.
Mm.
It's not a ballroom blitz. It's a pool room blitz.
Oh,
it's all I've got this week. Sorry. But the man in the back said everyone attack and it turned into a pool room blitz. Ha! Oh, yes.
So wrong.
It is,
as
yeah.
As long as you don't send too many again.
Click,
fine.
Send too many.
Send too many.
My mighty berserker.
What kind of state of mind? No, I know.
I found Zoom.
Luckily.
I know. Well, it was that, or individually send them all a fucking microscope. I'd found Zoom, you see.
Right.
I thought, wow, my bell end actually looks quite impressive. I must let everybody know.
Luckily, two dudes actually operate this your phone.
Yeah.
And didn't send too many.
That is true. I didn't actually send too many.
Send too many would be a bad thing.
I'd know about that by now.
Yes, you would.
And I've had no comeback, unless they were all terrified of my mighty berserker. But no, I couldn't work out how to send it after all that. But I did try to. That's the sad thing.
And you told us about it.
Yeah, and
that's the kind of thing I'd keep to myself.
Should you like a photograph of my erect penis, why not email paulieb at punkyradio.com, title your email, can I have a photograph of your erect penis, please, Paul?
Here's my number.
No, I don't want... Oh,
email
yeah.
it, of course. Of course, you can always email it.
I'll just stick it on the web. Let's stick it on MySpace.
Fucking hell, why not?
Fuck MySpace. No. I'm never going to go on it again. Do it.
I'll stick it on our BT Punch room.
Might get a few more hits.
Well, might get me a couple of slaps.
Yeah.
Right, song two. Nickaby Lufthaven, or as I should say, Nickaboo Lufthaven.
Nickaboo.
The first of two bands from Norway that we're playing this evening.
All right.
They got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and said, we've got some new stuff on our profile. If you'd like to play it, you're very welcome to. I said, look, I'll wait for it to come out on CD because we like to advertise the CDs, not just play songs. So this is from their previous CD, Babes in Space, that they sent us a while back. And it's actually the first track. Now, we have played Shit in My Life before.
Shit in My Life.
Yeah, which
sounds
might
like
be
something
quite
we would have
apt
played.
Presently. Might help if I put the fucking thing in, of course.
Might well do.
Rather than going on about emailing my mighty berserker to the world.
Send too many. My phone's got a limit of how many you can actually send to at one time.
Oh, really? I have. No,
luckily.
No limits to how many people I can send my cock to. Doesn't really scan very well, does it? Maybe I'll get a job.
My phone goes next time and it says you have a new message from Paul B. Edwards, I'm just going to delete
instantly. It'll be my zoomed in bell end.
That's when the voluntary blindness starts.
I've got blind, thank hell. Thank hell?
Thank hell.
Crikey.
Thank hell.
Thank hell. Look, I've taken that one out. And I haven't put this one in. That's not the first time. Right, now, let's see. So we're playing track one of it. So, Tony, I think they've got a website, but I didn't bother looking for it. I just looked at their MySpace. What is the MySpace of Nickaboo Lufthaven?
Is it myspace.com/ Nickaboo Lufthaven?
Yeah, but how do you spell Nickaboo Lufthaven?
I haven't got half a clue.
Well, do you know, I'm getting a point back if you can't spell it. You got one go.
N-I-K-K-A.
No, E. Out of luck. And we discussed this before. You got the Nickaby right, and you got all the way through it, didn't you, last time? And
did
then
I?
Just fucked it up. Yeah, I remember the last time we did it. I think their website was nickabylufthaven.dk or something, right? And you got right the way through the name and then just fucked up the .com. But yeah, it's NickabyLufthaven.
I remember very well what that was.
Yeah?
You made me spell it about five or six times, and you kept making me guess which letter it was. And it.
You can't get me wrong.
Embarrassing 10 minutes of my life. And plus, and that means quite a bit, because I had quite a few embarrassing moments in my life.
Always running out of letters. Just be thankful they weren't Chinese. I'm not ready for that yet. I tried to play that and pause it.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're really keen to get on stage. They're live in the studio, of course.
Just calm down, lads.
Hang on, Nicky Boone.
Wait, woman. Always waiting. Be patient, boys.
What I really like about them is that. There's, now look, I'm going to get a name here, because we like bands with fit birds in them, don't we?
Yes.
We do. We make no secret of that.
Nope.
And Mona Helleland Varpa.
Oh, yeah?
Super Vixen, she calls herself.
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
Self-appointed, is it?
Self-appointed. And on the, it's worth buying this CD, Babes in Space, just so you get the CD sent through with the details of how to book them. It says, please contact Mona Helleland Varpa, Super Vixen, and it gives you a fucking number.
Brilliant.
I'm glad I've got a copy. Mona, if you get a message from me in the early hours of a weekend morning, I apologise in advance.
Send too many.
Well, I'm just thinking, if this is a mobile number, she's had it.
Oh, you're done with texting phone numbers.
Anyway, it's a fucking... Oh, yeah, because I've never done that before. I'm sick of the Cayman Islands. All right, this is called Rourke Guitars, and it's magic. Ready?
Okay, yes.
All right.
Go, boys.
Yeah. And go.
Now
Nice.
Now, that your mixing wasn't as good this week as it was last week.
Right.
It, well, not quite. You didn't quite get it right.
Hit me where it hurts, very my mixing close. Abilities.
It was very close, though. That was Nickaboo Lofthaven and Raw Guitars from their album Bathing
Thanks,
Space.
Boys.
Make sure, and beautiful Super Vixen Lady.
Super Vixen.
They'll be on our MySpace. All the bands this week will be on our MySpace page. Make sure, myspace.com/punkyradio. You'll be able to find out more about the bands from there, as you will the bands that we play underneath as well. We're talking like the Planet Smashers, who are on our MySpace top friends all the time. They're always in our top friends.
Always in top friends.
Podcast Alley top friends. Tony, talk to me.
Top
Harry
friends,
Winston.
Podcast Alley.
Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it. Podcast Alley comments. What? Doesn't matter what I said.
Oh, okay.
It's already forgotten.
Yes.
Like everything else I fucking say.
Sentiment.
Right. Podcast Alley comments. If you haven't voted for us so far this month, please
fucking
do.
Do it.
Do it. Go to punkyradio.com.
And
do at
it.
The top of the screen, there is a important please vote for us link. Hit that and enter your email address. You can also enter a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments, and here they are. We're doing, I can't remember, how well are we doing this month?
We've got 63 votes, I think.
That's good.
It's all right, but except towards the end of last year, we had a couple of months when we got over 100.
Oh.
So
pull your
fucking
finger out,
wankers.
Bastards.
Cunts.
We're doing this for our health?
Clearly not.
If not...
This has been the most unhealthy month ever.
If not, you may find I'd come round to your house and give you a Paul Wound Blitz.
Or send to many.
No. Oh. I'll take a photo of the Paul Wound Blitz and I'll send to many.
Okay.
See how you get on with that, bitches.
I'm going to start from bottom up.
That's what I do.
Thank you very much.
A better 2007.
You're funny now, Tony.
Thank you.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I just went, I don't know. I just don't know.
You're freaking out of your lodger.
Ah, fuck him.
No!
No, no, good point. No. I'm never fucking lodgers.
You'd send that to many. You dirty piece.
Dirty piece.
You dirty piece.
Guys. A better 2007. That awesome punky radio show will
That's
be
us.
One of the better things of 2007.
It will.
Right after booze, intercourse and bowel movements.
I think it's
Bless
above them all. I think it's
better than a good shit.
Punky, booze, intercourse, bowel. In fact, it's questionable about intercourse and bowel movements, as discussed. My mate Shaky reckons you can have a better poo than you can a fuck. And I have had some good poos.
Okay. Next one.
Send that to many.
Send to many. God, no.
Me doing a poo.
Punkylicious.
Tasty.
From Bren. That's from Air Up My Shorts.
Oh, sorry, read that again.
Punkylicious.
Who's that from?
Bren.
Thank you very much, Brenda. It's very kind of you. You're a very lovely lady. Now get rid of that buttons twat, will you?
Yeah. Don't need him. Dead weight. Quit loose.
He is. He's dead weight. He's the chaff. You're the wheat. I dreamt that in the fields one day at corn collecting time, your 11 sheaves of corn all bowed down to mine. Sorry.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Hello.
You need to get back on the detox.
Hello.
And stop drinking.
Always failing to detox.
Always
properly.
Always failing to detox.
I didn't detox
one
properly.
One day, I think.
Sorry.
Or maybe 3 hours.
One and a half.
I'm voting for you today because it is my birthday. Wait
Hooray.
A minute, that doesn't make sense. It's my birthday. You guys should be getting me presents.
Like what?
Please send candy.
Oh.
And assless chaps.
Assless chaps?
Assless chaps.
Blokes with no bottoms?
Probably.
Who's that from?
That's from Amberins.
Amber.
You owe her flakes.
I owe you flakes. I owe her more
owe
flakes.
You everything.
I owe her more flakes than there are flakes in the world.
Oh.
But Amber, I'm going to get you those flakes. I mean it. I know a lot of people think I keep talking, I'm all mouth, no trousers.
All mouth, no trousers, or come. Sentimental.
I'm no...
or mouth, no trousers, and
no,
then sentimental.
No, I'm no flakes, all assless chaps. But I am going to sort it out,
Maybe
I
we should
you.
Take some over on the next Punky Radio tour in the US.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll be going to Chicago next time.
Oh, won't we? No? Can't we?
Well, you can.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be able to afford it. What about all them other places you want us to go?
That's a good point. Okay, we should think about that.
We'll sort it out.
Always planning.
We'll sort it out. Because I do want to go back to Chicago and see the Total Talk Nonsense lads.
Yeah, because I missed them, you see. I didn't meet
yeah.
them. Because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be that...
I can't afford it now, actually. What am I talking about?
I don't think they'll be that impressed with you, though.
No, I don't think they will either.
No.
I'm a vast disappointment when you meet me in the flesh.
Or are you? Talk about it later.
No.
C-book sellouts.
Yes, we are.
Who ate all the crisps?
Who ate all the crisps?
You fat bastards, you fat bastards, you ate all the crisps.
Hey!
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Well, no, yes.
Who's that from?
That's from just from mail. I don't know.
That's from mail.
From mail.
Mail. Fair enough.
No
but
idea.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Because we had
did.
To.
We did eat all the crisps.
Yeah.
Have we eaten all the crisps?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It took us 2 days.
Are there no crisps left in that box?
No.
We actually have eaten all the crisps.
Yeah.
Fucking nice one. I was so pissed, I can't remember
we
eating.
We need some more. Stop us eating the bread.
Yeah.
And all the cheese.
You keep leaving me with the crusts. Oh, no, I've given away who your lodger might be.
No.
Are you joking?
Punky, your rock wish. I could... Punky, you rock.
Always, wish I could... always letting the cat out of the
always
bag.
Letting the cat back. The mysterious lodger... Who may he or she be?
Oh.
I ain't fucking her, him, whoever he may be. Punky, you rock. Wish
dance,
I could...
Dance, dance, wherever wish, you may be.
Wish I could listen to you more.
Hooray, you can't.
Hooroo, smack Todd. Yours truly, Padders.
Thanks, Padders.
Thank you.
I am the lord of the dance, said he.
Punky rules.
And I'll lead you all wherever you may be.
Punky rocks. Punky rolls. Punky rules.
It does.
Tony's an inflatable blue poodle.
Yes, he is.
Paulie B's an inflatable blue poodle molester.
Oh, hang on.
Have you not read this out?
No, he must have done the similar one. We don't cross-reference enough.
No, we don't.
Or detox.
No, we don't. Tried.
We did try.
Well, I cried. I equal one sad smacktard.
Yes, you do.
1,000, 1,000, 1,000. Smacktard, smacktard, smacktard. Don't think I've forsaken you, boys. Even though everyone else calls you sellouts, it's still great music and fun chat. Both are needed sorely here in R. Carter, California. R. Carter?
R. Carter. How's it spelled?
A-R-C-A-T-A.
Agata! Agata! I think he's actually in Japan, California.
Japan? The Japan suburb of California.
I think
Agata!
He's in Japan, California.
That's some Eevee.
Agata. Evie, a lady. Send us photos.
Tony@punkyradio.com.
I might send you one back.
You don't want that. You're best off emailing me.
I'll zoom it. I'll zoom in.
I'll Photoshop it.
I'll zoom in for a little treat.
And there's one left.
No, because you'd put ears on it.
And a little smiley face, make it look a little more cute. And a hat. And a moustache, but I don't know why.
He's already got a hat on, because you're obsessed with hair.
I like hair. And Tonky gives us detox.
Hey,
what's the fucking point? No one gets out of life alive. My motto is bones heal, skin grows back, and there's plenty of time to sleep when you die. Keep up the great work, lads. P.S. Hey, Tony, get fucked, you twat.
Yay.
That's from the Gaylord Raylock.
He's going to kill you. I've told you.
He's not allowed out of the country. I'm all right. I'm sorted.
Look, my name opens doors. I'm powerful enough to get that man extradited just so. If I go to Tony Blair and say, look, Tone, right, I've not been in touch for a while. I know, I should have returned your calls, right? It's all right, though. Look, do me this one favour, will you? Just all I want you to get this bloke out of Australia. I want you to fly him over in your Blair jet on British Blairways, right? I want you to fly in while you're still Prime Minister, right? Before I have to ask Golden Brown, fine, a temptress, right? Before I have to ask him, right? Just fly him in, just for a day, right?
Just for what?
A day.
I'm not dating him.
No,
oh,
just,
day. Got you.
Just so he can beat the crap out of my co-host, who's also called Tony, and you don't want all you Tonys getting the bad rep you've got, all right? And he'll probably say, Paulie B, fair enough, no problem. Actually, what it says, well, Paulie B, yes, okay. That's right, because that's how he talks, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so me and Lord Raylock against you.
Well, that's not fair.
You're toast. You're fucking toast, you are. If there's any left.
There's never any toast
if
left.
If there's any left.
Always having toast.
Oh, now we haven't really got time for Poetry Corner. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save Poetry Corner.
We really should stop talking.
Always shaving Poetry Corner.
Always shaving.
Because the next song is our second in a double bill of Norwegian bands.
Excellent.
Now, this is Gravma and the Gravediggers.
All right.
We did play Penalty Fucking with a Cactus is What Old People Deserve a few months back. And I thought it's only fair to revisit this monumentally brilliant and out-of-order CD. And I was listening to it in the car on the way to York last night. Because when you're going to York, you need cheering up,
yes.
Right? And I'll need to talk to you about Barren Furnace later on. This is going to be a long show. Right?
Yeah.
Track 4 is called Mensa. Right? Doesn't sound that rude.
Okay.
Doesn't sound that out of order.
Hmm.
Sounds like it's about Mensa.
Right. And puzzles.
But the rhyming scheme in it is different. Fucking class.
Yeah.
I love it. And bearing in mind they're from Norway, their command of the English language, frankly, Tony, is a lot better than yours. right?
I don't doubt it.
Now, how they've described Mensa on the inside sleeve is like, it says, Mensa, we don't need another Nazi Germany. They're absolutely right.
Right.
Of course, we don't. We probably don't actually need this, though. Holy fuck, coming from a formerly ultra-pietistic shithole, we've just seen this crap go down too many times. I don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, this is Mensa. What I want to know is, Tone, is, and they might have got a website, but I couldn't find it. What's their MySpace?
MySpace.com/ Gravemar and the Gravediggers?
No, Gravemar and the Gravediggers. There's no E in Grave. Sorry, man, I'm having that. It's probably been internet.
Oh, you
two.
Dirty fucker!
It's Tony One.
Dirty
is,
fucker!
If you were more cleverer,
right?
If you were more cleverer, right? You'd have known that, and you could have been in Mensa. I love Gravmar and the Gravediggers, but now it's time to sell out.
Oh, is it that time again?
It's that time again, Tom.
Oh.
Always selling out.
Always selling out. Guys!
It is that time, isn't it?
Hang on a minute.
It's not,
yes,
is it?
Yes, is it
that time?
Yes, it is.
It is time to sell out, yeah. All right.
Always so, true instinct. Always trusting instincts.
Yeah, always.
Always.
Always trusting instinct. So, listen, Tone, right? Have you found anything out about GoDaddy.com yet?
No.
You really ought to do some research. There's a fabulous firm.
Is it?
Yeah, really, really good. They are internet service providers and web hosters and people who sort things out for you on the net, aren't they?
Yes.
See, that's the thing. This should be the other way around, because I'm no good at this fucking technical bollocks.
Yeah, but you were better at selling and talking, whereas I'm very good at listening.
Always listening.
Always listening.
Always listening. Where should we go tonight? I don't know. Like, if you have anything, sorry, man. If you have any requirements, websites, internet, etc., etc., visit GoDaddy.com. and see what you can get there. For example, you can get .com names for as low as $1.99. Now, as we all know, that's about 5p in proper money.
Yeah.
Right. You can also get domain names for GoDaddy. They are up to 70% less than the competition. Each domain includes free hosting with a website builder, a free blog, complete email, and much more. You get $96 in free extras with your domain name from GoDaddy.com. Each domain includes free hosting. Oh, I've said that, haven't I? Why is that written twice? That's weird. You can get reliable, secure web hosting without the long-term contract. GoDoddy's? That'd be great.
GoDoddy?
Ken Dodd's internet providers. GoDoddy. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7. 24/7 support,
24/7.
Tony. That's like so amazing.
Wow.
And no annual commitment. Best of all, plans start only $3.99 a month. And if when you make your order, you type in the following, Punky1, what's that, Tony?
Punky1, P-U-N-K-Y, and the numeral 1.
And the numero uno.
Numero uno.
P-U-N-K-Y 1, you'll get an additional 10% off your order.
This year is much more enjoyable now I've started drinking again.
I know.
Just carry on.
I mean, it ran like clockwork last week, but it was piss. Right, tell people about T-shirts, will you? Oh, okay. Sorry. So visit GoDaddy.com for all your internet requirements and needs.
Da-da! Yeah!
Jazz hands. No one's had a condition play. I said that quickly like the adverts.
Don't forget, you can buy Punky Radio, the official Punky Radio T-shirts from our Cafe Press store.
Official.
Go to punkyradio.com and click on the store link. There are about 5 or 6 designs and about 4 different types of T-shirt.
And they're really good.
They're really good.
Are good quality. We've seen them in the flesh.
At the your comedy club.
In the
loads
flesh.
Of people in there. Yes, brilliant. If you do buy a T-shirt... Ooh. Take a picture of yourself in it.
I'm
and
just
email
starting
it
this
to
off
us.
While you're talking, so turn it up halfway, will you? And we'll back announce it like proper people.
All right, boss. So, yeah, buy a T-shirt, take a picture of yourself in it, and we'll put your picture on punkyradio.com. There was some already on there if you want to check out some people wearing those T-shirts.
And we've
t-shirts.
Got some more to go on, including the slightly significant Bobu.
Oh, is it as me? No.
We haven't sorted that out yet.
No.
But we're expecting more.
Okay.
Our T-shirts are great, as are GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
This is Obsessive Compulsive.
Can't let the bleakness swallow up my soul. 'Cause
listening to Obsessive Compulsive and track 5 from their brand new EP that is released literally right now. It's been feverishly anticipated. It's their second 6-track EP. It's called The Corpses of Thought, and it's even dirtier, even hungrier and angrier than ever. Can you tell I'm reading off a bio?
No, not at all.
Right.
And I'm looking at you.
But this year they will be touring again, and we will make sure that we have details of their tour. And thank you so much to them for sending us that. It's a really decent EP. We listened to it in the car the other day.
Yeah,
I was listening to it last night on my way back from York. And if you want to know a bit about them, they're dirty, hungry and angry. They live in a van and spend most nights on a hard floor. They're passionate about music, individuality, independence, freedom and Jack Daniels.
Oh, we love Jack.
And he loves us. Well, he doesn't. He hates me.
He fucking hates me. If you abuse Jack too badly, he can bite you on the arse.
Now, Tony.
Girl singer, though. Hey,
Tony,
always.
I'm beating you 2-1 at the moment.
You're beating me what?
Like, me and the internet are beating you 2-1.
Okay.
Right. What is Obsessive Compulsive's website?
ObsessiveCompulsive.co.uk?
No, ObsessiveCompulsiveBand.com. Yes! 3-1, an unassailable lead. He can only draw level. Come on! I never beat you.
I'm going to put my lodger's rent up, you know. I've not told him yet.
Fuck.
But
don't do that, it's not fair. It's not fair. He buys your stuff.
He treats you right.
He treats you right. He treats you right. He buys your stuff. Tony, have you got a twat?
I have, sir, yeah.
Excellent.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Please do.
You're suddenly a bit low on twat again, aren't you?
I'm getting quite low on twats again.
Yeah.
Shame, really.
It is.
I quite like the twats.
There was me thinking you were swimming in them.
Shut up. So, yes, this week's from Sex in the Can. But yeah, do email your twats to me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah, which shows how desperate we are for them, because we Sex in a Can's getting on everything at the moment.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what I've done.
Oh, yes, I don't know. Right, here we go. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Dear Tony, Sex in a Can here, and I have a twat for you. I left my old school for certain reasons, and he leaves it there.
We do tend to get convicts and
delinquents,
don't we, on this show?
The wrong kind of people. But we love you all.
This is Mustang Lightning, by the way.
Yes. I left middle school for certain reasons, and now this fucker is spreading rumours about me, saying I'm in trouble with the government and shit, saying I'm in jail and making my friends scared of me.
Oh.
Now, this guy is a guy that won't even touch me when he's near me. Well, I quite like that about men, when they don't touch me.
Yeah.
When he's near me and runs away from me after he says something about me, and he also tries to copy everyone else to fit in. He is pretty much a poser. Then on top of that, the principal calls in my friend Molly after the teacher asked why I wasn't
there anymore.
She told him I left, and the principal got mad.
Molly's lips.
Principal got mad. She talked about it and told her to stay away from me because I was dangerous and might hurt her.
Well, I think he is. By the way,
well, his poetry is dangerous.
It certainly is.
I mean, just because I'm a second degree black belt, they think I'll hurt someone. That's rubbish. I'm taking that back. His poach is lovely. Anyway, I'd like to nominate the kid. His name is Andy Wilson, and the principal is twats for being such pricks and trying to make my friends turn on me.
That is fair enough, yeah.
So, Andy Wilson and the principal from Oakland, Tennessee is a twat. And don't forget, email your twats to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and talk to me.
But don't ask him for a date, because he'd had one.
I can have more, it's fine.
Yeah, it's true, yeah, you can, yeah. It's time for Poetry Corner. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Jeff Ugly Shoes did, but the other week.
Jeff.
Yeah, with a little note saying, when are you guys coming out? And I don't know whether he means of the closet or to Mississippi. But we are hoping to get there maybe this summer.
Right, okay.
What he's basically saying is, we keep our pyjamas on. And mine are Nottingham Forest pyjamas.
Yes.
Anyway, this is Jeff's poem, right?
Okay.
There once was a musician, one Tony by name, not very popular, most thought him quite lame. So one day while writing in his diary and blurred, he prayed for a saviour while pulling his purd. His pussy.
Oh, sweet.
That night he wished upon the first star that a rescue would come to him from afar. So Paulie appeared and said, listen, you twat, I've had enough of this pure emo rot. Oh, yeah, because he says twat, doesn't he,
twat,
Jeff?
Yes,
I'm not happy about this.
Yeah.
Get on the radio, you pasty-faced dick. Maybe people will like you because you make me sick. So Tony did broadcast upon that fateful day. It did him no good. Most still think he's gay. It's not a very nice poem, Jeff, really, is it?
No.
But it was all we've got this week.
Right. That's we ringing the bell, isn't it?
We've been a bit low on everything, haven't we, this week?
I think people are just trying to get back into the swing of listening. You know? Yeah. Everyone has that kind of
We have
December
noticed that lots of listeners are kind of back in the fray, aren't they, that had vanished.
And everyone's suddenly downloading like a month's worth of punkies and listening again.
Yeah. So
stuff.
Welcome back, everyone. Don't know whether you noticed, but we never stopped.
We never stop. Always podcasting.
Always podcasting.
Doesn't matter what's going on in the world.
Always podcasting.
Always podcasting.
I think we should do what those fuckers Nobody Likes Onions does.
What's that?
And ask people for money so we can go on trips. No, because that's what they do. They say, we can't afford to go to the podcast con thing. Will you all send some money so
podcast
we can go?
Podcast con. That's exactly what it is.
It is a podcast con. I mean, fair.
Maybe we
should
do that.
Fair play to them because they get the money for their air tickets and that. Begging.
Maybe we should do a US tour sponsored thing and just get them
money
for that.
Well, we should do a US tour sponsored by everyone in America.
Yeah, send us a few bucks.
Yeah.
And put us up for the night.
Oh, yeah, because then we won't get accused of selling out. We'll just get accused of desperation.
Never doubting it. Always desperation.
Always despairing.
Always. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. Guys, look at the eyes. Always
guys, desperate. Guys, look at the eyes. Always surround the eyes. Not in the eyes. Then
no,
you
guys,
get hypnotised
the eyes.
In the eyes. Hypnotised in the eyes. Always surround the eyes. Guys. All
right,
then.
Right.
Let's crack on.
We stop having Jack Daniels on our cornflakes
let's
and we do
crack
the podcast
on.
Straight next week.
Fancy letting your lodger have Jack Daniels and cornflakes. I told you that wasn't a good idea.
No. Well, I tried hiding it, but the bastard found it.
I'll tell you what is a good idea, though.
What?
The Black Stripe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to play a track of hers.
Good.
Yeah. I like her.
Okay. Yes.
I like the Black Stripe. Nice lady.
We've played her before, haven't we?
We have played her before. Last time we played her, Rich Kids Must Pay.
Okay.
But this time we're going to play something that's just a little bit about her. What I want to know is, Tony, what is a MySpace page?
Oh, rubbish.
No. It's really good and brilliant.
It's myspace.com/... Black Stripe, and it's something else, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's loads.
Is it PJ something? Or
Yeah.
PJ Higgins?
Yeah. So, what is it?
Black Stripe, PJ Higgins.
No, the Black Stripe, PJ Higgins.
Oh, you dirty yes. bastard.
Always foiling you at the last minute.
Oh,
always
I thought it was quite
you.
A good remembrance.
It was absolutely brilliant, mate, but you just forgot the. How can you forget the? They did some great
songs.
They
were rubbish.
They were great.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Okay.
All right. This is the Black Stripe, and she's great because she makes out that she's doesn't make out. She is. She's the daughter of Elvis and the bastard sister of the White Stripes. Just go and visit her MySpace page. It's really good. And this is a little bit kind of rockabilly.
Is it?
A little bit kind of rockabilly. This is the daughter of Elvis right here on Punky Radio. Oh. the Black Stripe.
She is.
She's also AKA PJ Higgins, and she's just been doing some reggae stuff as well, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she fucks about a bit. Basically, she fucks about a bit, does all sorts.
Okay, that's cool.
I like that. And I like this as well. This is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers. We've heard his poem. Frankly, his music's better.
Yeah. But hey, hopefully his hospitality will be cool as well. We'll be seeing him soon.
He had plans for you, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know whether you're going to need those plans anymore, though.
He had plans for me?
Yeah. Not personally.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent me a photograph of somebody he got lined up for you.
Right. And you've sent him to
me. Did I never forward it to you?
No.
That's because I was too excited.
Really? Sent to many?
Click.
Oh, you dirty bastard!
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
You have one message waiting for you. Oh, no!
And it's not one you want, trust me. how's your week been then, Tone?
It's been all right, yeah.
The last few days. Since we last.
Last work. I went out Friday night.
Did you? Was that your date?
The date, yes, the date.
How was it?
Of course, it was this week, wasn't it? It was very nice.
Lovely.
So I went down, so obviously we did a segment on the show, which we thought was half in jest.
Yeah, half in jest.
Emailed Tony for a
slightly
date.
Slightly desperate. As well, though.
A desperate play, because I've been doing online dating now. Always dating.
Always dating,
my friend.
Always dating.
And Steph emailed me from Germany, because she was in London for a couple of days. Went out on Friday night.
At a loose end.
Went out Friday night. Had a really nice night. Really
Brilliant.
Nice girl.
Well done.
Good night.
I only
wish I knew London better.
Yes.
Because I'm about 200 miles north of London, are we, here?
150, 160, something like that.
So
you've only been twice, haven't you?
I've been twice, so I don't know my way around.
Yeah.
But we still had a really good night.
Excellent,
so
well
thank
done
you. Steph, for that.
So there you go.
And hopefully see you again.
Dating my co-host can be successful.
Yes. And hazardous. But who knows?
Well, particularly because the cars drive on the other side of the road over here, don't you? You have to be careful. So
always looking.
You have to be always looking.
When you're always dating.
I live the dream. I'm at the peak of stand-up comedy. I'm probably the best-known comedian in the UK. And as a result, I get all the best gigs.
Right.
Which is why my gig in Southend last Friday was cancelled. And last minute, I got moved to Barrow-in-Furness.
Right.
And I've always wanted to go to Barrow-in-Furness.
Because it sounds
because
nice.
Chewits are even chewier than Barrow-in-Furness bus depot.
Really?
Hardly anyone remembers that advert.
Oh, wow,
is that
such a shame. With this Godzilla kind of...
With the dinosaur-y thing. Or was it a monkey?
Oh.
No, it was a dinosaur, wasn't it?
No, yeah.
It was a dinosaur. Yeah.
Well, so, it was a dirty ape, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Damn
now,
dirty apes.
If you'd like to go... If you'd like to know how to get to Barrow-in-Furness, you have to drive up the M6 till you lose the will to live. And then you turn left on the A590 and go back in time about 25 years. And there you are!
Oh, the M6.
Now, the ladies loved me in Barrow-in-Furness.
Did they?
Apparently, I was adding something significant to the gene pool.
You should add all your own teeth?
That they hadn't seen in a while. Fuck me, Barrow's backward, that's what I'm saying. But, what a great place. Really, I really enjoyed it. And I stayed in a castle.
Yes.
Stayed in a castle with amazing windows.
Wicked.
And I did take a photo of the windows and not my bell end.
Brilliant.
It was that good.
Did you send to many?
No.
Brilliant.
Sent to one or two.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, the next day I had a bit of a tourist day. I went to Ulverston, just
right.
up the road from Barrow, and I climbed up to see the John Barrow Monument and climbed up there and had a proper touristy day. And I could see the whole of Morecambe Bay.
For miles and miles and
yeah,
miles.
I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles. I could see for miles. Right, I could see Morecambe Bay. I could see the hills of North Wales. I could see Blackpool
right.
Tower.
Oh, cool.
I reckon I could nearly see Scotland.
Could you see me?
No.
Oh.
No, because you're not even on Google Earth.
No, I'm not. Neither are you.
Oh, yeah, fuck off. Yeah, bollocks. Gutted about that. What have I done? What have I done? And then on Saturday I went to Chester. Well, I ran the show. I had a great... love Chester. And you know, fucking Elliot. Keeps going, when are you coming to Chester?
Ow.
When are you coming to Chester? When you get your finger fixed, you freak.
Yeah.
When are you coming to Chester? When are you coming to Chester? I want to come to your gig. When are you coming to Chester? When are you coming to Chester? When are you coming to Chester? I want to know. When again? When are you coming to Chester? When's that? When are you coming to Chester?
You should come to Chester.
I went to Chester. I told him all about it. Did he show up? Did he fuck?
Right. Maybe he should show up in 2011 when he's old enough to go out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's a bit rude.
Oh, I know. Sorry
and
about
then
that.
Last night I was in York, and who should show up? Fat boy. Fat boy and his mate.
Oh yeah.
And I had a fantastic gig in York. The gig is in the basement of a cinema by the river, which was on the verge of breaking its fucking banks. And basically, the water was along the edge of the fucking window. Right?
Right.
I was shitting bricks. I was going to the crowd. I said to the crowd, I said, you lot are brave. You've not even come out in wellies. Look at it out there. And they go, you know, no, fucking hell. And the river had broken its banks the week before, and it was under 2 feet of water, the gig.
Right.
They got it clear, got it all that. Then loads of precipitation.
Nice.
And the river's back up again.
Oh, you talk pretty.
I know I talk pretty.
You got a prude mouth.
Oh, no, lots of long words. I just don't know what to do with them.
No. I don't know what half of them mean.
Juxtaposition.
It's nice.
Arsenic.
I've got that thing for Fat Boy. Do you want to read it out or not?
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, this has kind of got a bit to do with your date, but not really.
No, not at all.
No.
Steph was a German girl.
You're nervous about this, aren't you? Your hands are shaking.
I'm always shaking.
Always shaking.
Do you know why? Not yeah, drinking for 3 hours.
Oh, a lot of shaking going on.
You can't drink when you're driving.
Well, you need to give me one of the bits of paper, don't you?
Yeah, you can have that one.
I'm having the German one, yeah.
So do you want to... Yeah, you have to say what this is about.
Right, this is from... No, you've given me... Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, this is... This is from Fat Boy's mate. Right, no, Fat Boy did this, I think. And what he wanted to do, he'd heard that you were going out on a date with a German girl.
Yes.
And he was concerned that you might hear some of the following phrases.
Right.
And he wanted you to have learnt them so you could respond to them in the correct manner.
Okay.
All right, so, he goes, these are danger phrases.
Right.
Now, we must stress, none of this happened.
No, and then I got these 2 days after the date.
You had a lovely night, and this all happened afterwards, right. So, danger phrases. Read and memorise the following phrases. If your date drops any into casual conversation, run a mile. Or not, if you feel like a bit of backdoor action with the same sex, ya poof. Number one. Hello, Tony. Nehmen Sie es herauf, den Rat Gritter?
Hi, Tony. Do you take it up the council gritter?
Lassen Sie mich Ihnen ein Beispiel der unbarmherzigen deutschen Leistungsfähigkeit zeigen, indem sie ihnen ein trockenes Herrengammeln geben.
Let me show you an example of ruthless German efficiency by giving you a dry bumming.
Do you know what? It's a lot easier to say in English. Isn't it? Der ist nicht ein Adams Apfel. I think I see where this one's going.
Yeah.
Der ist nicht ein Adams Apfel. Ich habe einfach eine Wunderkehle. Haben Sie in Glendein Creme für Sie?
That's not an Adam's apple. I simply have a sore throat. Do you have any cream for it?
Oh, I think I'd said that one quite well.
Yeah, it's well done. You pity. Yeah, you said pretty mouth.
Haben Sie meine guten Freunde Hans und Jürgen I'm starting this again. Haben Sie meine guten Freunde Hans und Jürgen getroffen? Sie möchten ein Würstler sandwich mit Ihnen bilden.
Have you met my good friends Hans and Jürgen? They would like to make a bum sandwich with you.
Wir sind für unsere Wurst, würden Sie morgen meine sehen berühmt?
We are renowned for our sausage. Would you like to see mine?
Hey, there you go.
That's very nice.
That was very nice. I will learn those phrases. just in case.
But no. Must stress, this is nothing to do with the date was
no,
a good night.
This is just in case Steph wants to introduce me to any of her mates.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, look out, Dusseldorf. All right. Time for... Oh, you're going to have to say something sensible now.
Oh, never again, dear. Don't forget... Oh, punkradio.com is our site. On there, there are photographs. I keep meaning to update it. I'm so sorry. There's a band list on there.
We'll try and do it
all
this week,
all the bands we play are on the bands page at the top of the screen. And also, please do check out our Punky Radio BT Podshow site. We keep to update that. At punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can always download the shows from there. And the archives go back to... April the 4th or something like that.
It's quite decent now, isn't it? You can get a lot more shows than you used to be able to.
Yeah, so since we've got BT Podshow, we've got loads more shows.
Yeah, all those people that were fucking moaning about us going with BT Podshow, thanks to BT Podshow, you can now get a fuckload of shows rather than just the last 10.
Yeah.
Because of increased bandwidth and their general excellence and niceness. So fuck off, that's what I'm saying.
And all you got to do is put up with a little bit of a singer at the start of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have listened to BT Podshow and that. See, that's
it. What's your fucking problem?
Yeah. Guys,
some people are so
precious.
Guys,
you've got to be always looking for these things. Always
relax.
It's not ready yet.
We'll never be fucking
got
ready
to stop drinking.
Last band this evening. Last band on the show. Right now, this is from a fabulous compilation that came out on D Volume. It came out in the Devolution magazine that was out the summer edition that you can probably still get online. I think they're on our main page as well, and it's. They brought out a summer CD featuring 15 unsigned bands, D-Volume. The last track on it was by the wonderful artist Paul B. Edwards and his fabulous punk hymn.
Oh, him.
But track 8 is by a band called Submerse. Silent Vengeance is the name of the song. What's the name of the MySpace page, Tony?
What's it called? Submerse.
Submerse, yeah.
MySpace.com/submerse band?
No, just Submerse.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, try to be too clever. Fucking MySpace.
Simple as cheese. But not cheese with cranberries. Tasty.
That was cracking cheese, wasn't it?
Oh, glorious.
Cracking cheese, Paulie.
You forgot the crackers, Gromit. It's a shame they can't see the hand movements we do when you do that. It's like you're wanking off a parrot. So yeah,
on its perch.
Submerse. They are good old fashioned street punkanoi from Oxfordshire,
right?
And we're going to play them now.
Oh, go on then.
All right. Oh, we haven't talked about the gigs this weekend or anything else.
Oh, we'll do it afterwards.
Yeah. Seems a shame when you hear this music, doesn't it?
It's because it's near the end.
Because it means it's the end of the show. That was Submerse and Silent Vengeance. Great band. Make sure you go and check them out. Check out their MySpace page. They gig quite a lot. You'll get the chance to see them if you choose to. Now, this anti-racism special, we haven't really done a lot about anti-racism on it. And I would just like to say now, Tone, that Punky Radio in no way condones any form of racism at all and would never advocate any form of racism at all, unless directed at the Canadians, the Belgians, the Australians, the Kiwis on occasion,
right.
Most of Malaysia, the Philippines, Brunei,
right.
South Africa,
yeah,
obviously the United States,
obviously,
Brazil, Venezuela. I think that's about it.
Okay.
Other than that,
Punky, bring the world together.
Yeah,
making the world a smaller place.
Yeah. So it's easier to tidy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The Punky Known World.
Hey, make sure that you go to punkyradio.com. You can find out most of the other stuff that we have going on from that page. Go to myspace.com/punkyradio. Go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Vote for us at podcastally.com. Rate us at UK Podcasts. Make sure you listen to Turtle Talk Nonsense. Make sure you listen to Air Up My Shorts. They're our two favourite podcasts. And, of course, the rest of the podcasts on the Pod Riot Network. Visit BT Pod Show. There's a lot of other stuff to do on there. If you like to hear us live in a live radio environment, check out Hussy Skunk, which is when, Tony?
It's 6 p.m. EST on Sundays.
At hussyskunk.com. HussieSkunk.com. I said a lot of things there very quickly. My head's gone funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Buy a t-shirt, you fuckers.
Are you gigging this weekend?
I am gigging this weekend. I'm in Tunbridge Wells on Thursday. I'm in Leicestershire on Friday. And I'm in Hull on Saturday. Have you got anything on?
I'm recording all weekend. I'm recording a mini album.
Oh, it's about time you recorded a new mini album, seeing as you've done fuck all about the old album.
Brilliant.
How very sensible.
Yeah, thank you very much. I've been writing songs.
Thanks for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog! Up Hoog!
What?
I got nothing to say.
Fair enough. So we end it there then, shall we?
Bollocks, badgers. Twat on a bike.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.